MTB Cast.
Hey, Joe and MTB Cast. Rob Knapp calling in with a final report from the AMLX. Unfortunately, I ended up having to scratch the leg cramps that I referred to in my last call. Kept getting worse, and that turned into a headache, and then that followed with some vomiting, and definitely I was dehydrated. I went a little over 12 hours without urinating, so not good. And when I started vomiting, it kind of scared me that I would end up in the hospital if I kept pushing on, so I made the call to head for Civilization. So all in all, though, a good day. I learned quite a bit that I can put into practice for next time. I found out that I'm pretty sure I just drank too fast, and that's what caused me to end up vomiting, but at the time I did not know that. When I pulled the plug, I had about 70 miles to go to get back to Civilization, and I guess after about 50, I started feeling better. My appetite returned, and it all was good from that point on, though my legs still hurt, but I ended up having to put my down on because the temperature had dropped so much. Two really neat things that happened along the trail. One, I was coming down a descent, probably going 20, 25 miles an hour. All of a sudden, a bat comes into view straight in front of my face. I veered to the right, he veered to the left. We ended up missing each other, but I could actually feel the wind coming off of his wings on my face. So we got pretty close, and that was a real neat experience. The other thing, not sure what it was, but I scared some huge animal, or what sounded like a huge animal, in the woods. Definitely was way bigger than deer, because I've scared tons of deer as I'm riding. I don't think it was a bear, because I've scared bear before, and just the sound of this thing crashing through the woods, it just sounded huge. The only thing that I think it could be is possibly an elk. And I say that because I know that they've reintroduced elk over in that area. And that's the only thing that really makes sense. But it was quite heart-pounding at the time. Have something right next to you just come crashing through the woods. So, anyway, Joe, appreciate the MTB cast and all you do for that. And Chris Tompkins, thank you for the race and all your work. It was an awesome experience, even though I had to pull the plug. I still ended up with a 200-mile day, which was all in all a good day. And I live to ride another day. Talk to y'all later.